Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSN. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us here for Spectrum. Our pleasure to welcome from Everhart Hospice, Caitlin Bowling is here, the Grief Ridge Coordinator. And Caitlin, good to see you now. Now, for you, how long have you been on the job now? It's been a couple years, right?
Yeah. So I've been with Everhart now. I just hit 2 years in September. Yeah, so that's exciting.
How has that been? I mean, when you look back on it, have you been able to kind of get a lot of the things done you've wanted? And do you have future plans for expanding services in that regard?
I feel like I joke that this is my first big kid job out of grad school. So I've really been able to learn a lot and have been able to try a lot of different things, been able to learn a lot. And I know this past year, just with some other stuff I had been helping with, we really stepped back on some of the grief support groups that we've been offering in the community. And I'm hoping 2026, we're able to have quite a few more of those.
Yeah. And for some people, I know that's not for everybody, but for some people, even if they hardly ever participate, I understand they really do get something from just kind of sitting there and listening to what others have to say.
You know? Yeah. We always, in our support groups, we tell people they always have the right to pass. If we ask a question, we come to one person in the circle and they say, nope, I don't want to talk, don't want to answer.
Yeah.
But just being present and being able to hear other people's experiences, being able to absorb any other info can be really helpful.
Yeah. And they may surprise you someday.
Yeah.
You know, that they're going to take this in for a little while. And then one day they may have something to say. And, you know, I'm sure sometimes, like with a lot of either bereavement people such as yourself, yep, and even some therapists that may be listening in and have had someone say, you know, I want to thank you for all you've done for me. And you say, I literally just listened to you. Yeah, not understanding that, yeah, that can be so helpful to get these things just out, off your chest, you know, that they're troubling you. You let them out sometimes.
Yeah. And even just going off of that, even sometimes from a counseling perspective, you meet someone and you're talking with them and you're thinking to yourself, oh, this person just really needs someone to get some of those thoughts and feelings out to, like to vent to sometimes. And, or this person really needs like constructive feedback or needs ideas or things like that. It's different for everyone.
I was going to say the circumstance is so different.
Yeah.
Like who that person was to the people you're working, to the person you're working with, mm-hmm, how old were they, what happened? I mean, there can probably be some similarities, right? You know, when you talk to people, but overall, everybody's got their own story, right?
Yeah. I think that's what can be really helpful with support groups. I talk a lot about how with grief, everyone's grief is completely unique to them, not only because they themselves are a unique person, but so is the person that they've lost, and their relationship may have looked completely different from others. So you see similar themes with, you get a group of people who have all lost a parent. There are going to be some similar themes, some similar things going on in that group, but everyone's relationship with their parent was different from one another. So
yeah, that's true. And that's, we always like to sometimes say, you know, well, you know, parents don't have favorites. They love all their kids. Yeah, but yeah, inevitably, if you have a bunch of kids, usually one of them is kind of, you know, mom's little baby or, you know, dad's buddy, right? Father and son, they were always together. So yeah you're right. Even in among families, it can be different.
Yeah. But as far as the support groups, hopefully wanting to get those up and running quite a bit more next year. We have moved back into Coldwater. I wanted to just touch on to offer a monthly support group at Mercer Health in Coldwater, just available, open to anyone in the public.
Yeah. You kind of take it on the road, so to speak, because people around here, the closer right, that they can do it, I think the more likely that they'll be willing to join you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, that was a support group that we actually had been doing for a while. And then just for staffing reasons, I had to back off on several of the groups that I was running, that support group being one of them. So we're wanting to start that back up first Tuesday of the month. In the evening, it's 5:30 to 7:30. If anyone wants to come by to Mercer Health, if they just need to get some thoughts out there or want to listen to others.
So. Yeah, I'm sure some people, too, that maybe the loss they experienced is many years in the past. They could probably be a role model to those who, you know, how am I going to go on from here? And this person could say, well, here's what I did, you know?
You know, the number of people who I've met and have worked with and have, I don't want to say gotten through their grief, but have maybe pulled themselves out of the trenches of the worst they were struggling with their grief. Some time has passed. I say time heals to an extent, and then have these same people come back and say, I really want to give back. I want to help with a support group. I want to volunteer. I want to do this. Maybe I can help someone else.
Yeah. And I think also for some people, like the short-term stuff that they just realized, well, they weren't the one that did all the bill paying and took care of this or that, but now they have to. Mm-hmm. Or I often think of, you know, my own grandpa, who other than maybe making coffee had never cooked a thing in his life. That was, you know, the generation where mother did the cooking, you know, and there's no mother anymore, right? Yeah. You've got to feed yourself. And like the practical things that you suddenly have to worry about, right? Yeah. Like he always took care of the cars, but now you're the one that has to change the oil, those sorts of things.
I see that
Yeah,
I see that quite a lot with spousal loss, especially.
Sure.
Especially if they're maybe a bit older, maybe they've had this person in their life for 30, 40, 50 years.
Right.
And they come either to an individual meeting with me or to a support group and say, I had to learn how to clean the gutters or something, like things that, or figure out what the trash schedule was because I had no idea. Things that they don't even think about because that was someone else's responsibility.
Yeah, or somebody saying, I don't know, he always cut the lawn. Well, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. Or on the other end of the spectrum, from the more traditional perspective that you had mentioned of like the wife does the cooking, the cleaning, the child rearing, dad works and does the other stuff. Having men come to group and talking about how do I cook for myself?
Yes, exactly.
trying to figure that out. There's only so many. I had one gentleman who said, there's only so many TV dinners.
I was just going there. Yeah. It's like, okay, here's what you do. First of all, don't rely on the microwave so much. Do you have an air fryer? You need one. Get one. You know, that you can, you know, because at some point, like you said, you're going to miss real food. Let's face it. So let's also talk about, as you have coming up for Everhart, a time of remembrance. You know, this could be a really nice event for people.
So our time of remembrance is our annual memorial event that we hold. We take the time to honor the loss of all of the patients we've served on hospice, of course. But we also want to invite not just the families of those patients, but anyone in the community who may have lost someone. We want to be able to have some resources there, some meaningful activities. We'll have a few speakers, music. We're planning on having food and a hot beverage bar. So that'll be nice.
That's how you get people.
Yeah.
Right there. Right?
Free food, free drinks. Yeah.
you gotta know how to appeal to people. Mm-hmm. Right. And then with this, obviously by the 19th, we're going to be pretty firmly into the holiday season. And for a lot of people, obviously here's their opportunity to remember a loved one at a time of year when, you know, if you weren't missing them before, you really are now. Right?
Yeah. We talk quite a lot about grief during the holidays. Especially if this is our first holiday season post having lost someone important in our lives and just how different that can look and how we may start to approach this time of year and think, I don't even know how I'm going to get through the holidays. But trying to offer not just support, but maybe some different strategies of trying to navigate those holidays. And in a time where it could honestly probably feel easier to try to isolate ourselves because grief can be so isolating, finding that support through other people who have lost someone, just finding that community with others. So
yeah, at least that, and sometimes, you know, one of the ways to look at it is you're going to feel pretty bad no matter what, but you don't have to do it alone, you know, and when you find other people maybe going through the same thing you are, again, you know, at least you're not alone. You
know,
that's the thing.
And it's very, I know I said it's, a lot of times, a lot of people will try to isolate themselves because it's easier, because it feels easier, because it's so hard trying to be that vulnerable with someone, because it's very vulnerable. You're showing a side of yourself that others typically wouldn't see.
Another thing too, people can do, and this is my personal recommendation, get a pet.
Yeah.
Get a pet. That's, I don't care what you're going, your pet's always so happy to see you. And,
yes.
And then you're truly not totally alone. You know, you can watch TV together. You can do whatever together. And that's a big, especially if you didn't have one before, right?
Yeah.
Make a change in your house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of change can definitely be helpful.
Yeah.
That can also be a strategy to try to help us feel a little less alone in our grieving process. Whether it's getting a dog or a cat or any other furry, scaly, feathery critter.
Since Erica's probably listening, or a bunny.
Yes, or a bunny.
We got to throw that in there, right?
Oh my gosh. This is on topic, off topic, but we in our office actually had a dog competition where we all submitted pictures of our dogs, and among all of the photos of the dogs were was Erica's pet bunny.
Yes, of course, I knew that was coming.
And then that we bunny. Talked about that he's basically like a puppy, but in the body
of a bunny. Different ears. Different appetite, probably. That's pretty neat.
He's very cute.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, talk more about a time of remembrance as well as bereavement services as we continue on Spectrum.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Healthcare is personal. Some health insurers now offer tech-enabled offerings to help empower members with more choice and even help people shop for health and wellness offerings. Amy Jordan with United Healthcare has more.
UHG Store is our new digital shopping experience that is designed to help empower members to shop for discounted health and wellness offerings that may meet their personal needs. UHG Store is now available to eligible members through the United Healthcare app and on myuhg.com. The UHG Store is designed to help give members more flexibility to personalize their health and wellness offerings so they can complement their health benefits throughout the year. Members can choose products and offerings that may address everyday needs such as family wellness, fitness, and nutrition, and health coordination resources for chronic condition. UHG Store is the latest in United Healthcare's efforts to create a more consumer-friendly healthcare experience that delivers greater value and flexibility.
Talk to your employer and your health plan to understand what programs are available to help support you. For more, visit UHC.com. Sponsored by United Healthcare.
So we're back on Spectrum. Caitlin Bowling is here from Everhart Hospice. We're talking about their time of remembrance and a couple things. That's going to be Wednesday, November 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Eldora Speedway Ballroom on 118 there in New Weston. A couple things also. You were talking about some luminarias people can have. There's going to be a walk too, right?
So This year, we're trying something different in that we're incorporating a Luminaria event that we actually did during COVID in place of our Time of Remembrance event. We've had the Time of Remembrance the past couple years and had people come up to me asking, well, when are you guys doing the Luminaria? And in my mind, I'm thinking we did that in place of this. So now this year, we're trying something different where we're actually combining the two events. So we're going to have a nice walk through Luminaria, and there's actually going to be an opportunity to order a custom keepsake. It's a metal sign, a metal stand that goes with the Luminaria, and it can be customized to say in memory of a loved one. And those orders just went live, if that's something that we're interested in. That's something that can be picked up at the event itself. It's very exciting.
I know that's something that means a lot to people. Also, you know, some people like to have kind of smaller ones that they might put on their Christmas tree, right? Every year we see that.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually have some staff who were really excited about bringing back the keepsakes because they themselves had gotten one the last time we had done this. And those keepsakes are $30. I was going to say something. Sorry. They're $30 a piece, and they can more information about how to order those or getting an order form for those can be found on our socials, our website. And the deadline for purchasing those, I believe, is November 7th.
Okay. A little bit of time.
I think.
Not much, though.
Not much. Sometime beginning November.
All right. Excellent. And also, you know, what we talk about your program, music, words of hope, a light meal, the craft. Again, just sounds like, and the neat thing is it's only a couple hours long. You're not asking for much of their time. So, you know, it's just kind of a little bit of their time, and it's just a little it's something for them too, right?
Yeah, it could definitely be an opportunity for folks to find a little bit of community, be able to spend some time purposefully thinking about their loved one who's passed. But it can also be a chance for the families of Everhart Hospice patients to be able to connect and reunite with some of the staff that they may have worked with while their loved one was on hospice services. We really encourage our staff to be there and be a part of it. So that could be a good chance to kind of see them again.
Yeah, we don't normally, you know, forget, I think, the hospice people, you know, who was with our family member that were with them right to the end, but also, you know, even were with us as we watched something happen that made us really sad, and it was hard to go through, but we remember the nice people.
Yeah. You know? And those people, they form those relationships with those families. And something that we actually talk about, like full transparency, something we talk about more on the back end of hospice is how we work with these patients. We form these connections with their families. And then once the patient passes, it's like, it almost feels like we sever ties with that family.
Yep, you.
We try to, of course, we'll reach out to the family. We'll send letters, just checking in, seeing how things are going. But for them to be able to have a chance to see maybe those aides, nurses, therapists, chaplains, music therapy that were able to be there for their person, it could provide some closure in some cases, but can also just be a chance to just check in and say hi.
Yeah. And also maybe, have a better chance to really get to know these people under a different circumstance, because things are different now. You know, even if it's a recent loss, you have moved past that now. And so, you know, this is a different way to see them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a different environment, can take the time to get to know them a little bit. As far as the Time of Remembrance itself, all of it is of no cost to anyone that'd like to attend. We do have the keepsake for $30, and that's more of for fundraising for our bereavement department, for being able to provide that kind of grief support for not just the families of our patients, but for anyone in the community at no cost. So while the time of remembrance itself, the event itself, it's free, no cost. All we ask is that we're asking for a loose RSVP. If folks were just to call our number provided, our email, and just say, hey, we're thinking about having 4 or 5 people coming or something like that.
Not a bad thing at all. So again, that's time of remembrance, something nicely, being done for the holiday season. And besides that, you've got, the support group. I know you want to start back up. Is there anything else coming up between now and the end of the year, or is this going to be kind of the last kind of big thing?
We have a few events through the year that are kind of my thing that I'm kind of in charge of or help facilitate. And this is the last big one of the year as we approach the holidays. And then after we hit the first of the year, then we're hoping to see more as far as support groups. Folks are welcome to reach out to us or check out our socials to be up to date on those and when those are happening.
Excellent. All right. And obviously, if people have questions, ideas, concerns, whatever, I mean, you can be emailed, right? All the Everhart people, you can email you. You can follow Everhart on Facebook.
Yep.
And especially if they want to know more about the time remembrance, you got to fly right on your website.
All of our socials, everything. Talk about upcoming events, things that are happening with hospice, and unrelated to the bereavement side of things. But November 2nd, we actually have an event, another event at Eldora Speedway. It's a purse bingo opportunity. Nice. Yeah, that should be really fun. That should be exciting. I've been to a couple of them before, and they're a good time. They're really fun.
Yeah, and also, I understand that Eldora Speedway Ballroom is really neat.
It is. They just recently remodeled it. That's the word I was looking for. And it's such a nice space. It's very large. They're very accommodating for a lot of different things. And, we've been trying to host more events there to try to create more of a central location, between our pretty big service area, because we service, as far south as Preble, Miami County, and as far north as Van Wert and Paulding. Yeah. So it's quite a distance,
a lot of good mm-hmm. counties and areas in there.
Yeah, we have a huge community up in the Mercer County area. So
yeah, very nice. Yeah, and again, if we don't see you, hope you have a great Thanksgiving and Christmas. But we will do this again sometime.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, and you too.
Good to have you.